They travel from all over the Southland to saturate their souls with nonstop singing about Jesus by their favorite acts. Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, the Easters, the Isaacs, the Collingsworth family, the Booth brothers, the Hoppers, and, of course, the headlining Gaither Vocal Band. To the Southern Gospel Insider, these family names mean business. They are the creme de la creme of Christ crooners. They are worth concert passes and a three-night hotel stay at peak season in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, gateway to the Smokies, the holy site for the yearly pilgrimage to Family Fest. My husband's research on Southern Gospel music icons Bill and Gloria Gaither has led him to Family Fest, the Gaither-orchestrated annual Memorial Day sing-in for diehard Southern Gospel fans. I feel queasy this morning, a phantom nausea I imagine accompanies pregnancy, as I incubate low-grade annoyance for having agreed to tag along with him on the 500-mile trip to Gatlinburg. A decade ago, my father-in-law, Paul, who was then only my boyfriend's dad, introduced me to the Gaithers. How could I have known then that Ryan's doctoral dissertation would send us zigzagging the South and Midwest in groupie-like pursuit of them? On Sunday afternoons, Paul turned the TV to Gaither programs. On screen, both old and young sat in rocking chairs, both white and black sang about their heavenly home, both men and women wore concealer and coiffed hair. "Who are these people?" I asked innocently. "You don't know who they are?" he blurted, disbelieving and disappointed, as if by this point in life I should really know these sorts of vital things, as if I had just asked him how babies are made. "No," I said, with a sort of embarrassment and deference that often mark exchanges with future in-laws. He smiled and proclaimed the good news. "It's the Gaithers."